Man, it just wasn't enough, man. We didn't get the job done. Terrible feeling.
Was the turning point third down and 18? They were about 9 minutes left to play when they converted.
I don't know, man. You never know what play it is in a game that can change it around. But you know, possibly. I mean, y'all write the narrative on that.
How big you thought it was the call that they made on the hit with Barry Church?
It was just a call. It was a play, and then it was a call. Hold on.
Any difference in what you guys did in that fourth quarter compared to the first three quarters defensively, or just?
Yeah, it was a difference of what we did in the first half and the second half, all in general. You know what I'm saying? I'll leave it at that. I don't really remember. I remember. He said something, I said something bad. It was bad.
From your perspective, is there anything Danny Amendola really was pretty quiet for a while and then made a lot of catches at the end? What makes him so slippery?
We were in zones and he found openings. When we were in man-to-man, he was, like you said, pretty quiet. So in zone, he found the openings, good at that. Tom did what he does.
So many people doubted you guys. I mean, you guys played great. Can you talk about the way the game went?
You know, we did all right. We didn't win, though, so that's what matters at the end of the day. It's tough, dog. I mean, we had bigger goals, bigger aspirations, but we all pretty pissed off about not winning, but at the end of the day, we gotta reflect on the season and be proud of ourselves to a point. That we brung each other closer together, did our thing to make it this far. But we gotta figure out a way to make it back and then do a little bit extra to make it to the next level.
How much did you learn about what it takes to be a championship team?
It takes a lot of hard work. We're the AFC South champs. That's all we are right now, though. We ain't the AFC champs. We not the Super Bowl champs. So we gotta work harder. We gotta do something more than what we did this year to take it to that point. What you talking about?
To beat these guys on this field. Same question. It was a lot mentally in terms of what it takes to post it against these guys.
You're asking me a question that I can't answer. We didn't do it, so I don't know. Yeah. We clearly. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have that extra that we needed to close the deal and do what you're talking about. That's what we got to figure out.
How much do you think the game experience factors in, like in the second half of this game? Them having been here so many times, you guys not.
I mean, possibly, but it's any given Sunday, really. I mean, it was. It was kind of a tale of two halves, too. I mean, as far as defensive-wise, anyway, with just how we played and stuff like that. So maybe. I can't tell you, yeah, for sure, that was it, but maybe.
Did they make any adjustments
They did go to a couple trick plays and hit on us. You gotta give props to them. I mean, they're a good football team. You have the greatest quarterback of all time. All the players do well in their roles in the system. But with that being said, we got to put a lot of stuff on us. What we did, how we changed. Things we did differently that we, possibly may not have done. Or shouldn't have done how we played. So, it was a combination of of them and us.
What happened on that PI, though? Did you feel like you got him?
Yeah, it was a PI. It was a good call. He beat me off the line. I caught up to him, but I PI'd him. That don't really matter, though. They didn't score on that drive.
Last question.
They got off the field. Yeah. But, I mean, that was one of the good calls. That was one of the good ones. I PI'd him. Yeah.
Taking this as a positive at all?
We'll
find anything positive out of this going forward now in the future?
Nah, ain't no positives and no L's. I'm going to keep it real with y'all, people. People might try to tell y'all, hey, we taking this out of that, we taking that out of that. Nah, man, we had one goal today, and that was to get to the Super Bowl. And, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. We took an L. So we have to go back to the drawing boards for next year and grind. And do more than we did this year to get to that point.
Even before Gronk got hurt, he wasn't really that big of a factor. He only had one catch. How did you guys kind of limit him in ways that so many other teams haven't been able to?
I mean, it was something, and let me give my respects to him as well. Gronk's a great player. I never said if he wasn't, even though y'all tried to make it like that. You know, so many people were talking about, Jalen should guard him, trying to hype up that little matchup, that situation. But like I've said before, and I'll say again, I think we have the best covering safety in the league with T. Gibb. And he came out here today on a hurt ankle, hadn't practiced all week. And, he guarded Gronk every play, basically. I guarded him one play. But he guarded Gronk every play, and Gronk had one catch for something at the time of him going out. But I hope he's all right as well. I don't want to see anybody get injured.